with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Listen to a couple knuckleheads talk about stuff we love to do, which would be grilling, smoking, hunting, fishing, and a little tailgating that we're doing this time of year as well. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
It would be a good time to be out fishing. I see lots of guys
rivers are full, yeah.
Yeah, but I have not had a fishing pole in my hand much the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Sad. Well,
you're a little wrapped up right now.
Sad.
Yeah.
So, the Full Belly Deli. Want to talk about kettle baking.
Okay.
Whether it's a Dutch oven or if you just
there
have
said it.
If you have a cast iron kettle, if you're going up to cook on the fire and you're not bringing one of these things, you're missing out, buddy.
Right, making a mistake. Yep. I agree with that.
Yep. Because it's too easy. And we talk about heading off to the deer stand at 3 o'clock or whatever time you go out to your blind. Some guys go to 4:45. But yeah. Either way.
They don't start moving until an hour before dark.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wrong. So it's just easy to throw something in there and slow roll it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you can do, like I've got that big, I don't know if I ever told you, but I have a 12-quart Dutch oven.
Let me think. No, I never heard about that before.
So an easy way to cheat is, this is a cheating show, I told you that.
Right.
Trader Joe's has awesome pizza dough that they sell frozen.
Okay.
So there again is something else you can keep in your freezer, throw it in your cooler, because another frozen thing, right? I'm all about bringing up as much frozen stuff as I can. So yep. You can't, where I'm at, you can't run to town easily for ice.
Right.
It's a haul. So once you get there, guess what? You're there.
Right.
If you forgot coffee, you're going to make a run.
You're drinking another beer.
But anyway, they sell this pizza dough. It's in a little plastic bag, and everybody's got a Trader Joe's, I think. My wife loves the place. She buys this stuff, and it's just, they have, I don't know, 5-10 variations of it.
So you thaw it out,
yeah,
right?
And
you roll it out, or you just throw it in there in a ball?
You just kind of knead it and get it to a nice big the size that's going to fit the bottom of your kettle or whatever you do. Maybe it's a wok, or maybe you've just got a big skillet and you want to throw a lid on it. That same thing will work.
Right.
But it's got to be something you can rotate in the fire, because you're not going to place this right over the fire. You might put some coals under it with a shovel and coals on top if you've got that type of lid with a ridge. But basically you're going to take a pizza crust, put lots of EVO in the bottom so it's nice and crispy, and then just throw whatever you like on a pizza on top, put the lid on it, and forget about it. And that's deer camp. I mean, you can do that at deer camp. It's that easy, because it's just bags of stuff you have in your cooler. Matter of fact, if you want to make it simple, package the whole thing up and throw it in one Ziploc bag in your cooler, so you pull that one meal out, pull it all together, your Parmesan, your mozzarella, and
a little
man.
Bit of sauce, some meat and vegetables.
Who gets pizza at deer camp?
I know.
Not many people.
That sounds awesome.
It's great, because we tend to eat too much meat at deer camp. And that's, you just really need some variety in your diet after a while.
Yeah, right, yeah, because it makes interesting trips to the outhouse, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Or none.
Yeah, exactly.
So
so let's talk about a big skillet breakfast. This is a place where this is my favorite meal of the day.
Is it?
Is a big old skillet breakfast.
Well, that's why you got that big skillet.
That's right. And you can put about anything that you can think of for breakfast can all be cooked at the same time in this skillet. And then you got guys standing around that are watching you do it. And then when it comes time to serve it up, it's kind of cool, like hammer your plate and you're going around the skillet, grabbing the stuff out of there, putting it all on a plate and handing it to a guy hot right out of the same pan. You got one thing to clean up. one of my favorite things.
I didn't say this was healthy.
Right. It's not healthy, no, because I'm doing taters and onions in there, right. and then you got some bacon or sausage that yep. are greasing the pan up for you, and then the eggs come in at the end, and you know, fried eggs with canned potatoes and some bacon or sausage. Man, my mouth's watering just thinking about it.
So try this. So do some your favorite breakfast sausage, fry it up, pull it out, leave the grease in there, throw your onions and peppers in, throw your potatoes in, put the lid on it, cook those down for 15 minutes.
Right.
And then crumple that bacon or sausage up, throw it over the potatoes, stir it all together, and then put about 6 or 7 whipped eggs in there, throw some cheese on top, put that lid back on, and close her down and let her set for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you'll have a fantastic breakfast.
Yep.
And get your salsa ready.
Yeah.
Because that is that's good. That's comfort food, man.
Yep.
Again, if it's cold out, that warm food really hits it.
Well, that, and I think the skillet that you got me is like a 16 or 18 inch skillet.
Yeah.
So you can make food for a lot of dudes.
Oh yeah,
in
you
that
could
thing.
Feed like 5 guys in that thing quite
yep,
easily.
Yep, and as the camp cook, when they come back, it's all ready. And something like that is you got a buffer of 15, 20 minutes from the time you can pull it off that cast. It'll still keep it hot.
Yep.
And you can serve it as guys come in if they're not all in at the same time.
You know what else you can do? You can do that in a Dutch oven.
Really? What can't you do in a Dutch oven?
Well, very
maybe
little.
Make a radio
very
show.
Very little. Very
maybe you can't
little.
Make a radio show with very a Dutch little. Oven, but we're trying every time.
Please beat me.
Yeah.
Beat me. Beets.
You like beets?
Have you ever done whole beets?
I can tell you.
Wrapped in foil. You throw them next to the fire. You let them roast for about an hour and a half. And I'll tell you what, it will not taste anything like you expected. You pull that foil. You love foil. Here's your foil, Daddy. So you pull that foil off, and then the skin, this husk is around the outside. It's already kind of like the it's a root vegetable, right? So that potato-type thing inside has shrunk now, and that skin literally will zip right off it. It'll,
right.
like, fall out of the thing. And it's really healthy for you, and the flavor is phenomenal.
Did you season it with anything?
No. I might put a little cracked pepper and some salt on it when I'm ready, or butter or something like
to
that.
To eat
but
it.
It's
yeah.
just so good the way it is. My mouth's watering.
Really?
It's that good.
Boy.
I never when my friend first did it, I thought, okay, well, you're a whacked out, you know, crocodile, croc-wearing freak. No?
Nope. He was beating a path to your appetite,
yeah,
right?
It was good.
Yeah.
And you know, that's all you hear on the radio now is beets, super beets and all this stuff. Really, really healthy food. So
right.
it's okay if you accidentally have some healthy food at deer camp.
Yeah, it's going to mess everything up.
Beat
man.
Me.
It's just going to mess everything up. But okay, so what is this Saarland Schwarzenbraten? Did I murder that?
Schwenkbraten.
Okay.
It is from Saarland, which is a region. It's like between Germany and France. It's a little region in Germany. And they use pork neck. I have never in my life cooked or eaten that I know of pork neck. I probably have in sausage.
Well, they do it when you do a whole hog, there's neck meat on
it. Yeah,
there.
Well, this is a specific cut that this is a delicacy, and it's called Schwenkbraten. And you
had some of this recently?
No, it was in this Cooking by Fire by this
okay.
Paula Marcot, and the pictures and the description are beautiful, and it just looks fantastic. You only cook it to 145.
Okay.
So I'm thinking
so
it's
you're not drying it out.
I'm thinking it's a tender piece of meat. When you look at it in her illustration, I mean, it's just a gorgeous piece of meat on a grate. She's cooking it on a swinging grate. She swings the grate as she cooks it.
It's a poor man's rotisserie?
I don't know, but she says to have a beer and swing the grate. So how can you argue with that?
I can. I want to try it just because it sounds interesting. And I can drink a beer while I'm doing it, right? That's grilling guy.
I know.
That's got grilling guy all
like
over it.
I like this girl.
Right.
We got to have her out to deer camp.
So I got
to
believe, though, neck meat, that it's deboned and
no,
the skin's
the bone's
off?
In it.
The bone's in it.
Yep.
Man, a hog neck is, what, a foot around?
Well,
I mean,
they're
a big animal.
I think it's like a steak cut out of it. I don't think it's the entire thing. It looks more like almost like a country rib when you look at it. You know, it's kind of like about the size of a New York strip. And it's about an inch and a half thick.
Interesting.
I know.
We'll look it up on the internet.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it's the holy grail for Barbecue Bob. We're going to be speaking with Mark Kelly from Lodge Company, which makes Dutch ovens. Imagine that. This guy, we have to get him on at least twice a year because, you know,
he's a bromance.
Bob has a huge bromance with this guy and his products. But
he's
anyway,
good people.
Coming up next, it's Mark Kelly from the Lodge. Stick with us. We'll be back.